Yo, what's up, everybody? The first episode of The Shuffle is dedicated to my two best friends, Michael Berman and Kyle Levy. Guys, this one's for you.
G-U-A-C-A-M-O-L-E, guacamole. G-U-A-C-A-M-O-L-E, guacamole.
This is the story of guacamole. Over 1,000 years ago, deep in the Aztec jungle, a small boy was searching for the elusive blue-footed booby bird. Suddenly, the boy stepped upon a ripe avocado, creating a mysterious green paste. Without thinking, he reached down and tasted this paste and thought to himself, wow, that's pretty good. But it would be perfect with a little diced tomato, onion, some chilies, garlic, cilantro, salt, pepper, and a little lime juice to retain color. Good people of the Americas are forever indebted to this boy.
G-U-A-C-A-M-O-L-E, guacamole. Tastes great even though it looks like mutant jelly. Guacamole. G-U-A-C-A-M-O-L-E, guacamole. The green dip doubles as a facial cream. Guacamole. Don't make it too hot though, when serving it to gringo.
Hey.
Grab your avocado, salt and lime juice also. Throw in some tomato, onion, garlic and cilantro.
Hey.
Some add in serrano, some like jalapeno. Don't make it too hot though, when serving it to gringo.
Hey.
Next time you stick your chip into that magical green tea, be sure to raise it high for that little Aztec guy.
Hey.
G-U-A-C-A-M-O-L-E, 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 G-U-A-C-A. G-U-A-C-A-M-O-L-E, 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 G-U-A-C-A.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to the first episode of what I'm calling The Shuffle, but it's on the Vault channel. Now, what is the Vault going to be? The Vault is going to be all of us, all the DJs, Johnny and Alona and John, and sometimes Ari if he ever wants to. It's the Vault. It's where we get to play whatever the hell we want to. We're not being bordered or we're not being confined to the genres of our specific shows, which means Johnny's going to get out, and you know he's been on my show before. He's going to be playing some prog rock and some crazy alternative weird stuff. Johnny has a weird, weird taste in music. My guess is when Alona of Country Love is going to be on, you're going to be getting a lot of pop music because that's what she's into. John, I have no idea what he'll play. But Ari, I've actually seen his iPod, and it's pretty much just rap. So if he ever wants to do a show, I, for one, would be glad to hear what it's going to be. So we just started things off with Retta and Link and the guacamole song. So who are Retta and Link? They're not like real... Now, I don't want to insult them or anything. They are real musicians. You heard them. They're pretty good and they're pretty damn funny. They're a bunch of guys from YouTube. You know, like, there are a million zillion different channels on YouTube you can see. You got Sexy Phil, who I'm watching every day, and I've told you guys to watch doing the news. You have Shay Carl doing his crazy skits. And you have Retta and Link, and what they do is, like, every other week they come up with a new song and a new music video for it. So I went to their site, RettaandLink.com, and you can actually download a lot of their MP3s for free. So that was the guacamole song, which has had, like, 2-3 million hits on YouTube already. Very nice. So now let's get things started. What are we going to be hearing today on The Shuffle? Also, why do I call it The Shuffle? Because this entire show was basically made by me hitting shuffle and then hitting next, 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 and I made this track list. So if a weird poppy song comes up, which most of them are, by the way, you'd be like, yes, that's right, I listen to that stuff too. I'm not a freakish, crazy rock person. It just happens to be the music that I love the most. But now, to get things started right now, I actually discovered this song when I was once again messing around YouTube, and I found this really, really... I typed in AC/DC because I was looking for videos of AC/DC, and I found out that there's this dance group, you know, like dancers from, like, Step Up and all that. So there's a group of them, and they're called AC/DC, and it's an abbreviation of the people's names, the guys who run the dance group, and there was an amazing song that they were all dancing to, and it took me a little while, but I found out what it was. It's Busta Rhymes and Don't Touch Me.
This is a national security alert. Grab music, football.
godfather of the club banger. Let me hear you clap. You can applause me from the very beginning. You can give me your standing ovation while I bang your face in. With another bang and I call it a cliffhanger. Watch me mangle and strangle this whole rap shit. Come on. You can see the way I make a Mac sick from down bottom. The way I got him, give me my cash quick. Come on. Knock on your bed and grab on to something because I'm about to shake shit again and make a black bitch. Come on. Now you hear the shots ring off. My bitches taking everything off each other. Got them while I'm running for cover. The King Kong, Bigfoot, Gully with a Scully bully. Your rap still ugly with the money running the trap. Now they giving me dap. As far as I'm concerning this motherfucker, look how I got him. Now they ready to shit. Don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
Don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
We got him hot in this bitch. We got him hot in this bitch. We got him hot in this bitch. We got him hot in this bitch.
Here we go. Now you see the alcohol spilling and we got him hands in the ceiling. You know we only come to rattle the building and break it on down just a little once again. And when we holding the bank, so let me keep the dice rolling and keep it traditional. The way I keep my money falling while you slacking on your Mac and Duke, we always keep it going. Right to the left, do it to death. Now watch me come through with a chisel and make the game sizzle. And I pull out the skillet prepared for the cooking. How my mama niggas wonder when I'm gonna bring the hook in. Thugs ice grilling every time you get the look. And got them wildin' overseas all the way back to go Brooklyn. Now they ready to spaz cause we bring the best of them. Shit to shut it down on the regular. That's what the fly 80s nigga that was whipping in a Cressida. Freshin' in most of these niggas killing the rest of the fellas that was thinking they was rushing in and busting in. But the way we was doing, we was muscling, they hustle. Don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
Don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
We got him hot in this bitch. We got him hot in this bitch. We got him hot in this bitch.
We got him hot in this bitch. Here we go. You don't really want it, my dude. I'm saying most my niggas is rude. And when we come, we eat a nigga food. Back to the fact and the matter at hand. For me to come and control this whole shit was only part of the plan. The other part of the plan's for you to understand that nothing can fuck with the kid. Let me say it again. The broad back, big bus a bus back to put out the trash. And just for the record, we got it on smash now. How the fuck they even got the audacity to find Marshall come and try to talk about capacity? Every time I'm in the spot, I hope you know it has to be extremely packed and shut it down. You probably cause a tragedy. Cause you know that when I'm in the place, I change the mood again. I be wildin' with raunchy bitches and a bunch of hooligans. I don't get it fucked up just because I flown it. Niggas think that they can test me. Bring it if you really want it. See, I be the type to always beat you to the punch faster. I keep a smile on my face, but carry the bush master. So don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
Don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
Keep it going. You already know I said it worked them up, but shit is so hot. Your niggas think it's cold up in the summer.
Calm the noise down, let's get a little quiet. Cause the neighbors call the police. They know we cause riots. And they know that we're head up thinking they dancing with the devil. When they play the music, turn the volume to the highest level.
You got it right, let's keep the bombs going like we lit a stick of dynamite. Now you know you need to follow whenever you hear the God spit. Aw, oh, shit, you see me nigga back in the cockpit. I be getting this money, I give you all a stock tip. First buy a nigga till you see the sweat drop.
So don't touch me, nigga. You might burn yourself.
Don't touch me, nigga.
You might burn yourself.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
We got him hot in this bitch.
So throw the water on him.
Here we go.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. when I look across the border. And I think about all the things, but, and in my head I paint a picture. And since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. 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 Valerie.
Now, we just heard Mark Ronson, and what the heck is her name? Her name, and you wanna make me go to rehab? Amy Winehouse. You just heard Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse and their song or collaboration of Valerie. Mark Ronson, super famous music producer, put out his own disc with lots of different singers singing on it. He was actually just in Israel a few months ago. My friend John Wentz said the concert was amazing. So check that out. You can find lots of his stuff online on YouTube, lots of live concerts. Check it out. Very nice. Now then, one of the types of music that I don't think that most of y'all would know that I'm into, but I am, is the crooners. I love Frank Sinatra, and I love Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. I love all that stuff. So I want to start things, I want to get things smooth right now, okay? We heard some hip-hop, we heard some nice beats. Now let's take it down a notch, let's smooth things out. This is Bobby Darin and Somewhere Beyond the Sea.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go say.
something about you. The way I'm looking at you, whatever. Keep looking at me. You're scared now, right? Don't feel me, baby. It's just Justin. Feel good, right? Listen.
I kinda noticed something went right in your colorful face. It's kinda weird to me since you're so fine. If it's up to me, your face will change.
Kids ask how they chain glow. Point to her, they say, wow, it's the same glow. Point to me, I say, yeah, it's the same dough. We the same type, you my air light. Yeah. You had me sleeping in the same bed, ain't night.
Gonna ride with me, you deserving the best. Take a few shots, let it burn in your chest. We could ride around pumping nerd in the deck. Funny how a few words turned into sex. Play number three, joint called brain. Mom took a hand, made me swerve in the lane. The name Malicious, and I burn every track. Clips in J. Timberlake, now how heavy is that?
Dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Hey!
It's kind of special, right? Yeah. You know, you think about it. Sometimes people are just destined to do what they do. And that's what it is. Everybody dance.
I'm sorry. Okay, that apology, that sorry was actually towards my wife because she hates Justin Timberlake, but I love him so much. He is so smooth, and I love the fact that in the beginning everyone was like, oh my god, he's gonna be the next Michael Jackson. But he's not, because he's not Michael Jackson. Nobody's Michael Jackson. I'm gonna play some Michael Jackson on the next episode of The Shuffle. But what, I love that song, Like I Love You, was the first song that he came out with, and I remember watching the video at the MTV Music Awards, and it was so, so sweet. The reason that my wife, by the way, hates NSYNC and Justin Timberlake is not because they're bad, but she's a Backstreet Boys fan, and you gotta give her credit for that. You know, you gotta pick one of those boy bands, can't pick a lot of them. I, for one, am a big fan of Five. Like, that's my boy band, Five, because it was like boy banding with hip-hop, so I'm gonna play them sometime soon. Alright guys, now, that just because this isn't Rock for Rookies, that does not mean that I'm not allowed to play rock on the show. Now, you know that I've been getting into Blacklight Burn's industrial metal, and I really like it. This is I Have a Need.
Shit, I ain't choose the rhyme. Rhyming chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Yo, album dropping this summer, that sucks for you, cause this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it, I said my mama, it seems as if I love her, don't it? So buckle up, cause it's gonna get bumpy. I call my girlfriends Bettis, and my shit's Grumpus. That Bubba talk, got you open wide. I giggle outside the booth, but ain't no joke inside. This is complicated, at least to y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I'll call it quits. But until that day, y'all in deep doo-doo. I never once saw you cranking, cause I just sleep through you. What you need to do is just admit you love me. The South has always been dirty, but now it's getting ugly. Don't get the wrong idea. My ego's getting bigger with every song I hear. Cause y'all been bullshitting, spin that booty chatter. I here for 2 days and came with something that truly matters. On goes the saga of Bubba's plight. She won't see tomorrow if I don't cut tonight. That's just my mood now. I hate it came to this. How else can I say it? I don't speak no other languages. I'm barely ripped now. So this the Jimmy talking. You hear that beat, don't you? That's just Timmy talking. Go ahead, throw them bowls. Fuck it, break a bottle. Let's be honest, none of us will ever date a model. So let's just cut it loose, ignore the repercussions. If you scared, then just forget what we discussing. This that new South, take a picture of me, cause I'm a fucking legend, and this is getting ugly. Is jumping, ain't it something? What makes it special? This whole moment came from nothing. Now you see in triples, I bet you slurp tonight. Lames hide your wallets, hating brawls, clutching purses tight. If you ain't trying to live, you with the wrong crowd. And if you feeling brave, then better sport that thong proud. And if you finally breathing, then sing this song loud. I'm glad I got you wet, I know you had a long drought. Don't worry about the law, they can't arrest us all. I had to crank it, couldn't have done nothing less for y'all. Forget your inhibitions, I wanna see you wildin'. And if Bubba dies tonight, know he was smiling.
Yes, Bubba Sparxxx, he's had 2 albums out. I bought the first one, Dark Days, Bright Nights. I bought it back when I was in the Army because I loved the song that you guys just heard called Ugly, produced by Timbaland, and Missy Elliott was also in the video. I loved it. It was like an alternative to Eminem, the two white rappers who were big at the time. Of course, Eminem continued and succeeded, though Bubba Sparxxx did come out like 2 years ago with another album, and he's got that whole redneck vibe that I love so much because I am a redneck. Okay, guys, I think we heard this coming band in the first episode of Rock for Rookies. I was really into them. I still am into them, and I wanted to give you another taste of the gayest rock band on the planet. They're called the Eagles of Death Metal. I Want You So Hard. It's from the album Death by Sexy. John Cicada and Just Another Day. Do not ask me why that song popped. I just popped up and I got these flashbacks from the early 90s as a kid. I remember when that song came out on the radio. It was so overplayed, but I haven't heard it in so many years, and it was so good to hear it again. So if that brings back any memories for you guys, awesome. The name of the song is, of course, Just Another Day. Now, again, I always get, like, really good reactions when I play Cake. So when it came up, I was like, perfect. By the way, when I do my whole shuffle thing, sometimes I do skip songs. Usually, I don't know why. Whatever, but it's still a shuffle. It's still totally at random. Except sometimes I cancel out. So when Cake came out, I was like, yes, get to play Cake. Very nice. So here's a song that I actually wanted to play on Rock for Rookies, but I didn't think it fit the atmosphere, and I thought there might be some objections to it. So here's the song Italian Leather Sofa.
knowledge that she moves back and forth. It's such a simple machine, she doesn't have to use force. When she gets what she wants, she puts the rest on a tray in a Ziploc bag. She's got a serrated edge that she moves back and forth. It's such a simple machine, she doesn't have to use force. When she gets what she wants, she puts the rest on a tray in a Ziploc bag in the freezer. Doesn't care whether or not he's an island. She doesn't care just as long as his ship's coming in. Alright, here it comes. Here it comes. She doesn't care whether or not he's an island. He's got a gold watch, she's got a silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa.
I want to talk to you. The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Mika with Grace Kelly. I'm actually going to go ahead and dedicate that. That's to my cousin Yoni Weiss, who loves Mika, which is pretty fantastic considering him when Al and I were in the States, and we, like, Mika was going to do, like, a live concert in Manhattan, and we brought him along to come see him play, and, like, the whole show was rained out. We didn't even get to see him, and then when I came back to America half a year later, he had gone ahead and checked out Mika anyway and became a huge fan. So, very cool. You know what I love about Mika? I love the fact that he put out, like, he made his album, and he started going around around to different music record companies, and they were all like, "We're sorry, your pop is too weird. You're going to have to change it." He was like, "No way, I'm going to find somebody to support me," and he did. And his pop is weird, but it is fantastic. Okay, speaking about another weird, fantastic pop star, Regina Spektor. She isn't really pop. She's just, if the music had a genre, I would call it weird music. She's so fantastic. Maybe like modern postmodern croonerism. That, right. She's like Frank Sinatra and all those guys, but all urban and new and hip and groovy. This is Regina Spektor with Summer in the City.
Summer in the city means cleavage, cleavage, cleavage. And I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. I've been staying up and drinking in a late night establishment, telling strangers personal things. Summer in the city, I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. So I went to a protest just to rub up against strangers. And I did feel like coming, but I also felt like crying. Doesn't seem so worth it right now. Castrated ones stand in a corner smoking. They want to feel the bulges in their bands start to rise at the sight of a beautiful woman. They feel nothing but anger. Her skin makes them sick in the night. Nauseous, nauseous. Summer in the city, I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. I've been hallucinating you, babe, at the backs of other women. And I tap on his shoulder and I turn around smiling, but there's no recognition in their eyes. Don't get me wrong, dear. In general, I think I'm doing quite fine. It's just when it's summer in the city and you are long gone from the city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Summer in the city, and you're here. So long gone from the city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Ooh, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Ooh, I start to miss you, baby. Sometimes, where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none. You stand in the light just to hear the new love. You're faking.
sand.
Temperature is rising.
The groove begins to move you. It's giving us sway.
Giving us sway.
When you see those fires burning.
See those fires burning.
Your fever is arising.
Fever is arising.
And those drums begin abounding. Yeah.
Drums begin abounding.
It's giving us sway.
King of swing, king of swing, king of swing, yeah.
So we just had a three shot there. We started off with Regina Spektor, Summer in the City. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Then we heard Daniel Pout out, You Had a Bad Day, which actually I think that that's what I'm really going to be going for here on the shuffle. You know, just like positivity. Get your day, you know, kick into gear. Have your cup of coffee. Have your toast with scrambled eggs and whatever else makes you happy in the morning. For me, it's toast, butter, scrambled eggs, slice of green pepper to top it all off, and a big cup of coffee. That's how I like to get my day. Like, that's perfect. And of course, if I have extra money, I'll go about and buy Lox, which never happens. But yes, that's my more. I also tend to go to the bathroom and brush my teeth. So that was the song, You Had a Bad Day, because I don't want you guys to have a bad day. And of course, we finished it off with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and the song King of Swing. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy are absolutely incredible. I saw them live with Elle in Manhattan at the B.B. King Hall Theater, Placey, whatever it's called, club. It was incredible. Everybody came down dressed like it was the 1930s with the bands and the fedora hats and the vests, and all the women were scarlet with their, it was incredible, and they danced like it was nobody's business, all the fans. Like 1930s swing jazz dancing. The band were great. They were in their pinstripe, bright red, bright green suits, the horns, it was so much fun. By the way, a lot of you people may not think that you don't, like, you may think that you don't know Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, but if you ever saw the movie The Mask, it's that band that was playing in the Coco Bongo Club. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Very, very cool. Now, it's the end of the show. That's the whole deal with the shuffle. The shuffle will always be 15 songs. No more and hopefully no less. I guess that's up to the DJ, but maximum, we're at the 15 mark. So I decided if I can't go past 15 songs, what I'm going to do is just give you an insanely crazy long song. So, John Butler Trio, everyone. This is a little instrumental piece. Little, really long instrumental piece, but it is so beautiful. It's called Ocean, and I hope it mellows you out for the rest of the day and just puts you in one of those, like, life is beautiful type of feelings to get you through. So that's it. I'm Maximum Mike. It's the first episode of The Shuffle for me here on The Vault on www.rockforrookies.com. Tell your friends, tell everyone, hope you enjoy, and I hope to see the rest of the DJs from Rock for Rookies here on The Vault soon. Peace. Thank you.
Yeah.